strong and well-connected.
It's Bruin Buzz on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, 71 degrees in downtown Bartlesville, 14 minutes until 10 o'clock. And I'm joined on the telephone line by Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. And Coach Bart is down in Tulsa, where he's been this week for the Oklahoma Coaches Association All-State Week. And they've had meetings and other things going on. Good morning, Coach. How's it going down there?
Good morning, Evan. That 71 sure sounds nice.
Boy, no kidding.
This time of year. Yeah, it's been a good week. The old 5,000 coaches come in to Tulsa, and we play the All-State game, so it's a football game is tonight. Colton Penrod will be one of the quarterbacks. I hear A.J. Parker is not going to play. He's in school at K-State right now, already started. So, been a fun week. A lot of speakers, a lot of coaches came in. You know, Brad Underwood came in and spoke, and the OU basketball staff spoke. And it's a time to learn and share and see old friends and hang out and swap ideas. So it's been a great week.
Yeah, and as Coach Bart mentioned, and we talked about that on the sports a little bit this morning, I had heard that A.J. Parker, who was an All-State selection at defensive back, is already in Manhattan. Of course, he had signed with Kansas State University to play football there earlier this year, so he is not going to play tonight. But nice to see Colton Penrod back representing Bartlesville one final time after he had such a great career 3 years as the Bruins starting quarterback, and he'll be playing tonight in that All-State football game that's 7 o'clock this evening at Tulsa Union High School.
Yes, sadly, making All-State is not as important as it used to be. And a lot of the Division I coaches and schools, they get so wrapped up in the summer and they don't allow the kids to play. I don't think as much as afraid to get hurt, but it's just they're either in summer school taking a semester trying to get ready or in just, you know, the weight and strength and conditioning part of it. But still a great long history, a lot of great memories, and it's always kind of the highlight of the summer for the coaches.
Aside from Colton tonight, we had some other Bartlesville athletes earlier this week. Obviously, swimming is a big deal here in Bartlesville, and I know a couple of Lady Bruin and Bruin athletes were down there for swimming as well, which I think was on Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday, and both of them won their events, and great way for Haley and Aaron to go out on top. And, you know, it's kind of hard on swimmers, and, you know, you'd think swimmers and wrestlers would be the hardest because sometimes after they graduate their senior, they're not going to college. You know, they don't swim anymore. They don't go wrestle and practice. So it gets kind of can be. But ours, who have stayed with the Splash Club and are going to swim in college, excelled during their races. So that was great to watch.
And I know the Phillips 66 Splash Club had an event, I think it was last weekend, where four Lady Bruin athletes set a state record for Oklahoma. It was at a meet in Missouri. It was the girls' 400-meter medley, and they had beat the previous record by 7 full seconds. And I know that the cross-country team has had some numbers like that as well, but some of those younger athletic Lady Bruins that have been in swimming and cross-country the past couple years continue to really put their mark across the state, even historically, as far as times go in those respective sports.
Yeah, we're so lucky and fortunate to have Phillips 66 in the Splash Club to help condition and coach our kids and build our program. And, without them and the job that Chad's done, we would not be, you know, two-time state champions on the girls' end and four-time state runner-up on the boys' end. So it's a great advantage for us as a school district, and we're so appreciative for everything they do for us.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart on Bruin Buzz at this time every Friday morning on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. You can always listen to archived editions of this program as well under the sports tab at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Elsewhere in Bruin land, I know that there's no games just yet for the fall sports that have already begun. Cross country softball and volleyball but those are approaching rather quickly. In fact, it's just about a week, just over a week. I think it's like a week from Monday or Tuesday when softball and volleyball get started, and then, of course, football will start practicing around that same time, and you'll have all the fall sports going at once here almost by the next time we speak.
Unbelievable. You know, it's here. I've got, you know, most of the schedule are all posted on BartlesvilleBruins.com. I got fixed, and the football, I made a mistake on there, so that's why we really hadn't sent it out yet. But it's time. We're going to be playing games in, like you say, a week from now, and they've been practicing some, you know, since July 15th, and it's hard to believe that the season is fast approaching, but, you know, we're getting all of our season tickets in, and all our letters, football season ticket letters, went out to our holders, and we're getting all that ready. And the office is, I know the school's starting rolling next week, and exciting time as we begin the 2016-17 year.
And before we get into a little bit more of those fall sports, I wanted to kind of talk about the bond issue a little bit more. That's something you and I had spoken about a month ago when the Bruin bond really started up. But the deadline to register if you wanted to vote in that bond election is today. And then, of course, the actual election is about a month from now. But if you could, Coach Bart, kind of go over your position on that bond issue, which is going to be coming to vote here in about 4 weeks.
You know, all that information is available online at BruinBond.com. And you can see some truth and what we're trying to accomplish. Everybody certainly understands the budget cuts that education has taken, along with many others. But as far as education in the state of Oklahoma, we've taken probably about the eighth straight year, but this has been the biggest year. Biggest cuts we've taken. And this is an opportunity, this bond, to help support locally and help us get back on track and keep us from laying any teachers or any more cuts for next year. Along the way, it's going to help. I know the EE's been running articles. You saw that, you know, we need about 15 buses. Our bus fleet is just awful. We're going to go to a Chromebook initiative one-to-one. Well, if you've ever bought any college textbooks, you know those are expensive. Same thing as high school. You know, one book may cost you a couple hundred dollars. So we're going to do that, and then athletics will be helped out. We're going to refurbish the old gym. We're going to fix a place for Palm and Cheer. Palm and Cheer have never had a restroom or a place to practice. And, you know, they're competing, and everybody knows our Palm team's won all these championships, and they practice in an old classroom. Softball does not have a locker room. They have to change over at the at Madison and walk across the parking lot. We're going to build them. That will be the only new building that's done on this bond. Everything else is just renovation. So we're excited about it. I know our parents and our coaches and are all excited. If you've driven by our tennis courts, we're going to redo our tennis courts. It's kind of embarrassing. You try to host a tennis match and the type of facilities that we have. So, you know, it's just our kids need the same opportunity and it's people we can compete against. All we're trying to do is make our current square footage make it better, make it more accessible. Let's fix it up a little bit. But the wonders that this bond does for education and our students of Bartlesville and our funding is going to be tremendous. And I really encourage everybody to get out to the polls, go register to vote, put your best foot forward, and let's see what happens.
And the deadline to register for that is today, and as Coach Bart mentioned, it's BruinBond.com is the website if you wanted to read more about it. And I know I was talking with one of our coworkers back here at the station off the mic just a couple days ago about if you're going to pay extra money or a tax or anything, the one that you want to pay is the one that stays here, and it's not passing through a thousand different hands and going through Washington, D.C. or whatever the heck else. So of all the things that you have to pay, this is probably the most important and useful one.
Yeah, because we're going to ask the public to raise our millage rate 3%. And, we're worried, and anytime you start talking about a tax increase, everybody gets nervous, and I understand that. But we're going to be able by December to get those funds, and it's going to help our budget up to $700,000 a year by doing that. We got cut like $350,000 last year for the textbooks. So we're going to be able to recoup $700,000 a year that we're going to be able to put in our general operating fund from our local taxpayers by doing this, and not having to worry about what Oklahoma City is doing or the Department of Education is doing. We're going to be able to help ourselves out. So I think it's a great thing. There have been a lot of people have studied this. We've had a lot of committee meetings. We've got the whole town involved. So I think that this is a win-win for Bartlesville.
Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart with us on Bruin Buzz. Just a couple more minutes left, and Coach Bart, I know that people have been asking me, and I've got my eyes set on football as well, and that's coming up in less than a month as I look at the calendar in front of me. It's July the 29th, and of course, everything gets started there in late August because most of the teams in the area are using and utilizing that 0 week now that the OSSAA has granted teams to use, so they will go ahead and start play a week earlier in late August. Bartlesville begins the season 7:30, that first kickoff. I think it's August the 26th. I think that's the Friday or 27th, but I think it's the 26th at home against McAllister.
Yeah, and McAllister requested that we push that back 7:30 to help their fans and make the drive from McAllister. I know it's still, we try to go to 7 o'clock and it bounces back and forth and maybe confuses people, but that was trying to honor their wishes. It's going to be a little different. We're going to have, not counting Capitol Hill, but we're going to have a couple of open weeks during the season, which is going to be kind of new for everybody, especially us. I think that the coaches will use that to their advantage and maybe go scout a district opponent during that week they're off, or those 2 weeks. I will note that I sent you and anybody that's went online, the Bixby game is totally incorrect. It is at Bixby, and that is a Thursday, I believe. That's the fall break game. So I've got it listed as a home game on a Friday. I don't know why it got like that, but I'll be fixing that today. But, it's going to be different. And it kind of actually helped us, but that's how we got McAllister on the schedule. We would have just had nine. Well, we still do just have nine, but by being able to get McAllister in the 0 week, they were kind of locked up with their non-district games, so it kind of helped all of us in doing that. But when you have a team in your district that doesn't play, it kind of throws everybody's schedule off. So we're trying to find a replacement, and we're actually trying to convince them to come ahead and go come visit Bartlesville and let's play the game.
And those 2 weeks that Coach Bart is talking about, the 16th of September, that Friday, that is the bye week due to the Bruins starting a week earlier. So that's kind of their 0 week bye week. And then October the 7th is the week that Bartlesville is scheduled to play Capitol Hill, depending on whether or not they actually make their way up here. And, of course, we'll keep everyone apprised of all that as it goes forward. Coach Bart, appreciate it. Have fun in Tulsa this evening, and good luck to Mr. Penrod, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Evan. Have a great day.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
71 degrees on K1. CBS News coming up in 2 seconds.
CBS News.